On May 30th, 1986, Raymond Carlton Reed Sr. was admitted to Wesley Long Hospital in Greensboro, North Carolina. He was severely dehydrated, incredibly nauseous, and vomiting uncontrollably. The doctors rushed to discover what was wrong with him, but the nature of his disease was elusive. They treated his symptoms and hoped that would be enough to keep him alive. As the days passed, his condition would improve, then worsen. His body acted unpredictably and frighteningly, with doctors unsure if he would live or die. Reed's only comfort during his ordeal were the visits from his loving girlfriend, Blanche Taylor Moore. She arrived every day with delicious, homemade food. Reed ate every bite, hoping that this time he could hold it down. Little did he know, Blanche's secret ingredient wasn't love. It was arsenic, and she was determined to make him eat. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they had wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends. And finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we're discussing Blanche Taylor Moore. During her trial, Blanche described herself as a very giving person, but the only thing she gave her lovers was death. When Blanche's second husband suffered a near-death experience, the police finally got wise to Blanche's toxic ways. After looking into her past, it seemed Blanche had killed at least two other men. More on Blanche Taylor Moore after this.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all. But it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, back to our Black Widow. Blanche Taylor Moore grew up in the Bible Belt in North Carolina and was raised with a strong religious and moral foundation. Yet her Christian values were quickly undermined by her dad's behavior. When Blanche was young, perhaps only 10 years old, she discovered that her father had been conducting an illicit affair. Not only that, her father had an entirely separate family that he had kept hidden for years. The man she had looked up to her entire life turned out to be a traitor, an adulterer, a hypocrite, and a huge disappointment. Her world came crashing down around her, but the judgmental nature of her neighborhood forced her to keep all her anger bottled up inside. Her father eventually divorced her mother, remarried, and became a preacher. Blanche believed that he only pretended to be a man of God. As his daughter, she pretended right along with him, and she got very good at pretending. As Blanche grew up, she was said to be a pretty, young woman with a bright personality. She got a job as a cashier at a local Kroger's grocery store and was known as a good employee. Yet while the management liked her, her co-workers found her two-faced and vindictive. At 19 years old, she married her first husband, a burly furniture restorer named James Napoleon Taylor. James annoyed easily, but was otherwise thought to be a normal man. Together, James and Blanche seemed to be a perfectly healthy and happy couple. After 21 years of marriage, James Taylor died in his sleep at the age of 45. Blanche claimed his alarm clock had woken her up to reveal him deceased in their bed. The police found nothing suspicious about this tale, and the coroner later declared James's death a heart attack. Blanche and her daughters mourned her husband's passing, but it wouldn't be long before she set her sights on a new man. In 1979, she started dating Raymond Carlton Reed Sr., a popular manager at Kroger's. They had worked together for years, and once she was single, it seemed only natural for them to start dating. They dated for 6 years, until Blanche met another man, Reverend Dwight Moore. Evidence suggests that the two began an affair, and only weeks after they got together, Reed found himself deathly ill. After a long and painful struggle, 50-year-old Reed died in the hospital in 1986. His doctors attributed his death to Guillain-Barré syndrome, and Blanche walked free once again. Blanche and Dwight Moore married 3 years later, on April 19, 1989. As soon as they returned from their honeymoon, Blanche gave Dwight a chicken sandwich, and he grew deathly ill. Dwight was taken to the hospital, and this time they tested him and found he had ingested a lethal amount of arsenic. They were able to save his life, but police suspicion soon focused on Blanche. When they looked into her past, they noticed that her lovers had a habit of mysteriously dropping dead. The authorities exhumed both Reed's and James's bodies and discovered that both had been murdered with arsenic poisoning. After a lengthy and controversial trial, Blanche Taylor Moore was sentenced to death for the first-degree murder and assault with a deadly weapon. To this day, Blanche claims that she is innocent, but the evidence and the sandwich proves otherwise. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.